Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation, IPCPR 2015 in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're here in the Quesada booth with Terrence Riley and talk about some of the new stuff from Quesada. Terrence, how's everything going, man?
Just living the dream,
You're making me feel small standing over here, but that's all.
I'll try to slouch.
We thought about getting a box for me to stand on, but no, it's all right. It's all right. So in all seriousness, you guys have a lot of cool stuff going on. Tell us a little bit about the new releases that we have coming out.
Well, we have the Oktoberfest, which we've done since 2011. And every year it's the same cigar, except the wrapper's from a different vintage, different crop year. And each year, at least for the last 2 years, we've started differentiating them in terms of the band or something. This one includes a secondary band that shows 2015. And we've also, along with the Dominican version, done two limiteds from Nicaragua. Both the Double Bock, which is a 7x47 Churchill, all Nicaraguan blend, and then also a Brauhaus, which is down here, and it's a house shaped like a beer house, and that comes with 24 cigars of a Fat Perfecto. And so those will be the new additions for the year. They're meant to go with a little bit higher gravity beer, something a little bit more full than a traditional Marzen.
Okay. So like stouts and porters, things like that?
It could be, double box, anything that it's got more high gravity. It could be an imperial stout. It could be anything like that as well. Not, in my opinion, and again, part of the fun is everyone gets to decide what it goes with, but more sweet style, with the stouts or something. IPAs tend to have that little bit more bitterness to it that doesn't go as well. But then again, if you enjoy it, then who am I to tell you otherwise?
Exactly. Whatever works, right?
Yeah.
I've been pairing stuff with IPA since we've been here. We found some nice IPAs, local stuff.
Yeah, very
and,
good.
And stuff's been pairing well, so who would have thought, right?
Yeah, that's why everyone, what you like goes with what you like.
Exactly, whatever works for you. So now this is the first time that you've done limited edition versions of the Oktoberfest, correct? Additional versions?
Well, it's always limited in the sense we release it during a certain time frame, but yes, these were additionally limited in very small amounts because just as something special, the primary focus is what we do at Dominican Republic. And this is just, every year it's usually a different size or something. This year we decided out of Nicaragua to have the special edition be from there rather than doing a different shape or something out of Dominican Republic like we've done in the past.
So a special edition of a special edition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A super special edition.
Yeah, exactly. Take it that
double
one step further.
Probation.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so and then we've got the Reserva. We've talked about that a little bit before, but that's also still a new release for you, so give us some more on that.
Of course, yeah. The Reserva is something we're incredibly proud of. It's probably our what we call our super premium cigar. It's something that contains most of the filler and the binder are from a 1997 crop of tobacco that my uncle had. And what we did is it took us a few years to do this because the tobaccos were old and they were great, but they're noble but smooth and not, they were subtle, they were nuanced. And to bring them up in strength, we were trying to combine them with something that wouldn't blurt them out. So we would put in a little bit of Nicaraguan viso or something, and all you could taste was that. So it was like, well, what are we going to use old tobaccos for if you can't taste them? And we put a little bit of Pennsylvania Ligero in the filler, and that just intensified what was already there rather than adding a new flavor that blurted those old tobaccos out. And every cigar is aged a year before shipping. So you get it, you open the box, and it's ready to smoke. So it's something that we're really proud of, and it comes out in small batches each month because it takes a year to age. So every month, a select group of retailers in the country will receive 6 boxes in their stores.
It's not that common that you get a cigar when you pop open the box, it's already a year old.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, that was, I think, there's a lot of great cigars and there's great tobacco. I don't think there's ever been a time where there's so much great stuff out there. Yeah. But I think because the market is so geared to new, it's not like a widget where you flip a switch. It takes a while to age a cigar, and sometimes I think that has suffered because of the need to get out new product.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, definitely a benefit for the cigar.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys plan ahead. I was actually lucky enough to smoke this one. We came down and visited, spent some time with you in Miami.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful cigar, so I know you guys want to check that one out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting an announcement, but I don't think you guys can even hear that. But anyway, Terrence, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Really excited to look forward to trying these. And I want to get some more of those Reservas, try those again, and get some reviews posted for you guys so you can check them out. Thanks so much for checking out our coverage of IPCPR 2015 on CigarFederation.com.